good Monday morning to you. It's time now for It's Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family. And here are your hosts, W.K. and Ken Boyce. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And welcome to everybody. Hopefully that we may be back on the air. I'm not sure. But we're certainly on the Internet. And for those who are listening on the Internet, call somebody and tell them where we are.
Absolutely. You can go to RadioSpringfield.com. Also, this morning, we're launching our new website with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And you can go to SpringfieldMFI.com. There's a radio link there as well. And click on it. You can also check out our new site and see what all we do at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We will also have the shows, as you're hearing them today, that'll be archived there. So if you ever miss a chance or want to go back and listen to something, feel free to visit the Internet and take a listen to one of the shows there.
Absolutely. You know, this Sunday coming up is Father's Day, and one of the things that we want to focus on are our dads, expressing our gratitude and appreciation to all that Dad has done for us throughout our lifetime. If you're this morning contemplating whether or not to talk with your dad or go visit your dad on Father's Day, I really encourage you to do that. I really encourage you to talk with Dad and to tell him how much he has meant to you throughout your lifetime, and perhaps just go and take him to dinner. Show your appreciation in some way. This is what we want to talk about this morning, our stories about our dads. You know, most dads in this country try really hard to be a good dad. They work very hard at what they do. They work very hard at trying to spend time with the children, with kids, whether they're toddlers or whether they're teens. And it's not always the easiest thing to be a dad. So I'd like to have you call in and talk with us about your dad, possibly what it is that you appreciate about him. And if you know that he's listening this morning, call in and tell your dad how much you appreciate him.
And if you are listening out on the Internet right now, on the web, feel free to give us a call. If you're local, 862-9977. Or if you're outside the Springfield area, and we know there's some that are in Illinois right now, we know there's some out in Kansas, even down in Texas, give us a call at 1-800-375-0056, 1-800-375-0056. Or if you're on the Altel, star 56. It was said that any man can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. I think today's society, that's even more true today than it has been in the past. Being a dad is one of the greatest things in my life, period.
Right.
I have three kids, and the way that they come up to me when I walk in the front door and I hear, "Daddy!" And I hear feet just running down the halls from every which room, you hear them. It is absolutely incredible to be tackled at a front door. You never know how much you're loved until you're a dad. It's amazing. What surprises me is how many men still don't accept that responsibility and the rewards that go with it. And we know that there are a lot of men who have. So if your dad was one of those that was just absolutely the best, give us a call today. Let's hear about him. Hear what some of the things he's done, some of the stories that you have. Give us a call at 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056.
Absolutely. You know, Pat and I have three biological children of our own. I have two boys and a girl, and have loved them from the day that they were born. When Ken was born, he was here with me today.
Uh-oh, look. Here come the stories.
When he was born, that was the time when they had the father's waiting room, and fathers weren't allowed to go into the birth, help with the birth, or to experience that birth along with his wife. So I was there till he was almost born, and then they ushered me out of the room. So I didn't get to see that. But with Kevin and with Stephanie, I was privileged to go into the labor room and to the birthing room, and actually carried Stephanie directly from there into the nursery for it to be cleaned up. And that is some of the most precious memories I have. When Ken was born, he had so much hair, so much dark black hair, that they called him Little Hippie. Memories of a dad, you know, memories of a young father. I called my folks and I said, "I have a son." When Ken was born, "I have a son." And they said, "Well, it was Pat in labor long." And they said, "Oh, it was forever. It was 3 hours." And they laughed at me. I didn't know. I'd been my first labor time, you know. But those are times that change your life. Those are times when you realize, I'm now a dad. And I have responsibilities that I have not had before. That's a sobering moment. And it's an exciting moment. It's a time of celebration. you don't know where your life is going to go from that point forward. After Ken and Kevin and Stephanie got up into their teens, we adopted two other girls, Jody and Julie. And now we have five children. We have now nine grandchildren. Who would have known, who would have guessed that all this took place because I became a dad? I still love being a dad, and I still love being a granddad. I'm actually a papaw. I love that. There's so many stories that I have with my kids and now with my grandkids, and I look forward to the future with them. I look forward to time spending time with them and cannot wait to be with them and for me to be a part of their life, influencing their life in so many different ways.
And it's not just my kids and brothers and sisters' kids, but it's amazing how many children will come up to him, period. He's just a child magnet. It's been said he's a natural-born papaw, and I think that explains WK pretty well. He is a natural-born papaw. People, kids will come to him and flock to him. They'll walk across the aisles at church to come get to him. He has a special bond with children, and it's neat to see him with my kids now as well. So.
Absolutely. And I love to encourage young dads. I love to see their involvement with their kids, them to be connected with their kids from the time that they're born, helping to change those diapers and to be there and walk with them in the night when they're colicky and just when they need that bond and that warmth and that touch, that dad is there also. And we know that that connection between dad and child, even the newborn, has tremendous ramifications in the life of that child as they grow and then become an adult. We know that that connection is absolutely essential. And I'm just thrilled when I see young fathers today, and it's so different than it was when I was a young father in so many ways, that young fathers actually are there with their children, taking care of the kids. I see them walking the sidewalks in the morning with babies in the strollers, you know, jogging down the street, pushing those strollers. I think it's wonderful. Or have the children on the bikes behind them or on a little sidecar beside them as they're bicycling and spending time with those kids.
That is one of the most important things that we do as dads, is just spend time. Just take the time to play. It's amazing.
We need to play.
Yeah, and men, okay, the only thing different between men and boys is basically the size and price of the toy.
That's pretty good, yeah. Right.
You know, when I was six, it was Tonka trucks. Now it's Ford four-wheel drives or whatever we have, four-wheelers, et cetera. But to be able to play with your children, be able to get down on the ground and have them use you as a jungle gym, and they're going to run, they're going to jump. You'll end up with two knees in your back, two knees in your stomach, two knees other places. But it is absolutely just the time of your life, and these are memories that once they're gone, if you miss the opportunity, if you miss the chance, it's gone. Now think about that. There are times when I've gotten home, and it's been a long day. I've worked later than I should have. I get home, I'm tired, I just want to lay down and rest, and the kids, here they come. Daddy! And even the times when I was most tired, and basically all I did is I laid there on the ground while they tackled me. But you know, I still have that memory. And
absolutely,
we still had fun. Guys, get out and play. You know, roll around with them. My first two children were both girls. My third is a son. And it's amazing how many people come and go, oh, don't be so rough with the girls. No. They bounce just as well. They have fun. Get down and wrestle with your kids. Play with them. As my girls got older, you know, we've done the tea ceremonies and stuff, had mm-hmm. our tea with bears, with dolls, with alligators, you name it, we've all drank tea. But those are things that make who she is and who she will be in the future. And she never forgets those. Neither one of my daughters have. And now I sit here and watch my son, who's talking about keeping up in the middle of the night. He was up about every 2 hours last night screaming. Growing pains, stomach, you know, it's what infants do. You know that it's just because he's not feeling well, and that's the only way he expresses himself. It's hard. It is hard to be calm when you're asleep. But even when he's crying, those are times I will look back and go, that's my son. I remember when he did that. But I also remember yesterday we were over in the restaurant over at Sunshine and Glenstone, and I was playing with him. And my son is now 3 months old, so every time I'd hop my knee, he'd start to giggle and laugh. Okay, these interactions are just now starting to come on. And when you get that 2 to 3 month old, they don't just lay there and cry and take milk. Now they're starting to interact with you.
Yeah.
And they're cooing and they're looking and they're laughing and they're responding to what you do. You make a sound, they'll make a sound. It's fantastic. Guys, how can you not? How could you not be a part of that? And you dads that are out there listening, I know you know what I'm talking about. And if you have a story, please give us a call, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056. We want to hear the stories. Tell your stories on the air. Brag a little bit about your kids. Brag a little bit about your dad. Of course, we are on the internet right now, so we know there's people listening in several states. Feel free. Use that 800 line. That's what we've got it for.
That's 800-375-0056.
We'd like to hear a story about your dad.
You know, the time that I remember most about my dad, several memories really stand out. I lost Dad about 18 months ago, and I really, this time of the year with Father's Day coming up, it's a very special time for me. Dad not only was my dad, but he was also a best friend, a mentor. And things that he showed me through life, things that he allowed me to do with him through life, things and how he encouraged me, mean the world to me, and still have helped to mold and shape my life into what it is today. My dad, early on, was a mechanic out in Midland, Texas. We lived in Midland in the 1950s and early 60s, and he worked at Broadway Motors out in Midland. And I remember when I was about 5, 6 years old, going back to work with him after supper that evening, because he'd still have work to do. He would let me go back with him, and I would play in the shop while he would work on the cars. And I'd roll across the floor in the creepers, and I would go up and down the chain hoist that they pull the motors up out of the cars with. And I just had a great time. But watching my dad work, he showed me the value of hard work. He showed me what it was like to be so committed and dedicated to doing the job right that he'd go back and do it. And to providing for his family that he'd go back and do it. And he would allow me to go with him and to be a part of that and to understand that part of his world. Remember the first time that he took me fishing? I was down in the Neosho River down here in Miami, Oklahoma. And I caught a catfish that day. I never will forget that day because I was standing there with him and he was fishing and he knew exactly what he was doing. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. But he helped me bait the hook and throw it out in the water and caught a catfish. Proudest, one of the proudest days of my life. And Dad was there and he helped me with it. Dad also, one of the greatest memories I have of him taking us to church. He always knew the essence of faith and always had a strong faith. And he would see that we went to Sunday school and church every Sunday. Our whole family, him and Mom and Linda and Bonita and Mary Beth and I, we would all pile in the car and we'd go by and get Grandmother and head to church every Sunday. And it wasn't a question of, do you want to go today? It was, let's go today. The excitement of that and the importance of God's Word, the importance of God in life, and that God is the authority in life. He taught me those things. He taught me some things that are foundational for my life that my life is built upon today. And I thank Dad for that. He's a precious, precious man of faith. A wonderful husband, a wonderful dad, as he modeled those things for us. And even though Dad couldn't be there sometimes physically with us because he was working, I knew that Dad wanted to be at home. I knew he couldn't wait to come home and be with us, which made coming home even greater as he did come. He was able to be back home with us.
Papaw, which is WK's dad, that was my papaw. When I was young, we didn't get to live right next door to my grandparents. Generally, it was a 55-mile-an-hour trip, 17 hours down through Indian Nation Turnpike, and anyone who's been down that, you know exactly what I'm talking about there. But to get to see Mamaw and Papaw, or down to see Grandma and Daddy Mac, my papaw was a strong man. As WK was telling you, being a mechanic, as a teenage boy, I would try to reach around him. And my granddad was so stout and so broad that I could not reach around and grab my fingertips. Just if I did it real hard, I could touch, but I couldn't do it. And even as a grown man, I'd reach around him, and all he'd have to do is flex and break my grip. Even into his in 70s and stuff, he was still really, really strong. But Papaw was a family man. And there was nothing that got him more excited than his family, than seeing his kids and seeing his grandkids, sitting back telling stories. Now, WK got the ability to tell stories. My brother Kevin got the ability to tell stories. It kind of skipped me. I don't know quite why. I can't tell a story like they can. But those are times that sitting around talking about family, talking about things that happened, and just cracking jokes. That was family time. That was Papaw.
And love to laugh.
Laughter
filled the house. And we loved pulling all the families together and eating together and laughing together and just enjoying being family.
How in the world did we put that many people into a little 1,000-square-foot home? Just beyond me.
Wasn't easy.
We spilled out into every room in the house and in the backyard, front yard, etc.
And I know that those of you who are listening today, I know that there are family experiences that you're identifying. I know that there are things that you're saying, yeah, I know what that's like. That was like my family. I really want you to call this morning and talk with us and share some family stories with us. And it doesn't matter if you're living out of state. It doesn't matter at all, because you can call at 1-800-375-0056 and tell us your story. We're reminiscing here about Dad and Papaw and our experiences ourselves as dads, because Father's Day is coming up, and it's a day to remember. It's a day to pay honor to. It's a day to celebrate dads in general. Call us and let us know what has been meaningful to you, what's been important to you in your life when it comes to your dad.
And guys, when you're out there and you're thinking, you know, that wasn't my dad. You don't understand. My family was not like your family. I never knew my dad. It doesn't matter. The choice is yours. If you're going, well, I don't know how to do this. Well, that's why Springfield Marriage and Family Institute was built, to improve family lives, to make the best life possible. We're sitting here bragging about my Papaw, but Papaw lost his dad when he was a young man, very, very young. And you sit here and you listen to the stories, and yet he still had his legacy. Guys, it does not matter what your family's past is.
That's right.
The future is up to you.
Up to you. It's your choice. You can choose how to do it. That's the great thing about life, is that we can choose how to live it. We're going to go into a break here in just a minute. We'll come back. We're going to talk about dads and how dads influence families. Some things you may not have known, some things that are not going to be any surprise to you at all. But it's important to know the impact that a dad has on his family's life, something that our society and culture as a whole has missed over the past 40 years. For some reason, researchers have just recently discovered fathers. Wow. And maybe they're not just excess family baggage. Maybe they really do have a function.
Besides dressing the couch or the recliner.
Yeah.
Accessorizing it.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Okay. Well, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back the other side of the break, we want to have you come and tell us your stories as well. We'll see you at the other side of the break.
You're listening to It's the Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family. Once again, here are your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dan.
And we're back, filling up the bottom half of the hour and the last half of the show. If you are listening on the internet, give a friend a call. Give them the web address. Tell them, hey, listen to these guys. I know these guys.
That web address is springfieldmfi.com.
SpringfieldMFI.com, and there's a radio link there. Just click on that, listen live now, and that'll put you right to the link. Of course, those that are listening, RadioSpringfield.com, you know you're listening to KWTO, tell your friends. And give us a call here, 1-800-375-0056. If you're listening locally, you can give us a call at 862-9977. We want to hear about your family.
You know, the studies of fathers, as I said right before the break, researchers have just recently, over the past decade, discovered fathers and the importance that fathers really have in the life of their marriage, but also the life of their children, and how fathers are an absolutely essential part of the growth and the health of children, but also of their marriage, of their wives. Research is ongoing, but it's continually bearing out many of the same results. One study, children with highly involved fathers are more confident and less anxious when placed in unfamiliar settings. They're better able to deal with frustration. These children that have involved fathers are better able to adapt to changing circumstances and breaks from their routine, and everybody knows how important structure and routine is, especially to small children. and they're better able to gain a sense of independence and an identity outside the mother-child relationship. Without that father involvement, it's difficult to achieve those things. There are a lot of single parents, and I know that there are single parents listening today that say, well, you know, it'd be great to have a dad involved. Encourage the dad of the children to be involved. Most men want to be involved in the lives of their children. Now, there's some men out there who just will not do it. They think it's just simply a biological function and the mother is responsible for raising the child, and nothing could be further from the truth. Encourage the father of your children to be involved in the lives of their children. And if you are divorced, that includes child support. That a man who is involved in child support for his family, is actively paying child support, are much more likely, research shows, to be involved in the activities of their children. So whatever it takes to get him involved in child support, get him involved in child support. Get him involved in the lives of the children that he has helped bring into the world. But fathers overall, and I know that's a generalization, but I believe it. Just like I believe that most teenagers are good kids. And there's some out there that are really acting out. But most teenagers are good kids. Most mothers are good mothers. Most fathers are good fathers, or want to be. And so we need encouragement, and we need opportunity to be involved in the lives of the children, that especially as fathers, that we help bring into this world. And we have a tremendous responsibility to do that. Research is ongoing, and it's continually showing us that fathers, we have work to do. And it's not simply bringing a child into the world. The work begins after they get into the world.
A couple weeks ago, we celebrated Mother's Day. We celebrated such a special thing that mothers are and the place that they have in society and in our lives. As we look at mothers and fathers and Father's Day today, to understand that they are unique, that they are special, that they are different, that each of them has a place and a role in the development of their children.
Yes.
In the development of society and the development of families. Over the past 40 years, there was a big push to say, oh, there's no difference between man and woman. Well, there's some obvious physical differences, but there are differences in the roles they play. Now, that doesn't mean one's better than the other. It just means that the responsibilities and the abilities and priorities for each of those roles is different, but they're both important in the development of a child's life. Did you know that the daughter will figure out who she is, figure out her feminine side, because of the father?
That's right. Because of her relationship with him. Absolutely. When Stephanie was 5 years old, our daughter was 5 years old, I took her out on her first date. We got dressed up, took her to dinner, came from work, and Pat had her dressed up nice, and we went on a dinner date. We went to the top of a hotel in Jefferson City and a restaurant there, where we could look down and see the cars and see the people, and that was so cool, you know. It's something that's very special to me as a dad that I was able to do with her. And it's a special memory for her. She was sharing not long ago that how much that meant to her, that I would take the time and do that, that I would show that value for her. Our children don't demand a lot of time, but they demand a lot of us in the time that we have with them. And giving ourselves to them and connecting with them and expressing value to them, showing that we do want to be with them and we want to be very much in their lives. It means the world to our children.
In being with them, in being in their lives, we all seem to kind of want to make a difference in this world somehow. And if you think about it, when you're gone, what will the world know of you? They're going to know it through your children. What are your children going to say about you? What kind of parent are you? When someone asks, hey, what was your dad like? What are they going to say? Because that's going to come up.
Now, is it important to say, well, he was rich, or he was famous, or he was the head of a corporation, or was he this or that? I'm going to tell you, kids aren't impressed by those things. Kids are not impressed by anything but dad.
He was my dad, and he was a good one. How many situations out there that are not the perfect ideal situation? Maybe you grew up in a family where the father was an alcoholic, or maybe the father just wasn't there, didn't care to be there. Maybe you grew up in one where the father was an authoritarian. How do you break some of these cycles that repeat themselves? It's your choice as to what kind of father you are. At the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we are helping people become the best they can be, whether it's a father, whether it's a mother, whether it's as an individual, as a couple, looking for families, trying to figure out, what is this thing called marriage? We spent months planning for a wedding day and wake up the next morning going, what did we really do? The Springfield Marriage and Family Institute is there for you. It is a resource for you. If you want to be the best dad and you didn't have the best example, give us a call. To be able to make a difference in your kids' lives, the decision is up to you. If you have this wonderful car and the engine isn't running quite right, you take it to a mechanic. And a lot of us guys, we love to fix up our cars. We love to soup them up. Let's put on a supercharger. Let's put on a turbo. Let's change out the chips, port and polish the heads. Guys, you can do that for your lives. You can do that for your wife. You can do that for your children as a dad. Call us at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. There are people there that have the knowledge and skills to be able to make you a superman. To be able to be the best. So when someone asks your kids, what was your dad like? He was incredible. I don't know how he did it. His family life was totally messed up, but he didn't. He was the best dad. That's what we want people to say about you. That's what I want my kids to say about me. I want them to say, he's my dad. He's the best dad. We don't always have the best situations to grow up in. But we have the choice. We have the ability. We have the responsibility to make it better. And if you need some tools and assistance, give the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute a call. 417-882-6767. We have people there that will coach you and show you ways to be the best you can be so that your kids can look back and go, that's my dad.
Absolutely. Many times dads think that, you know, we've got to do something heroic, we've got to do something big to really impress our kids. We've got to buy them the latest technology. And dads, I'm going to tell you, you know as well as I do that that's going to be a very expensive proposition. And our kids, though, really don't expect every new toy. They really don't expect every new gimmick that comes along, even though all their friends have one, so they say. What our kids do expect and what our kids do need is our time. The most precious thing we can give them is our time, is our life, that portion of our life just with them. You know, Charles Francis Adams, the son of President John Quincy Adams, was President Lincoln's ambassador to England. He kept a diary. And one day he went fishing with my son today, a day wasted. His son, Brooke Adams, also kept a diary. And on that same day, Brooke Adams made this entry. Went fishing with my father. The most wonderful day of my life. The father thought he was wasting his time while fishing with his son, but his son saw it as an investment of time. Now, Brooke Adams wasn't just a little boy. He was a young man when he went fishing with his dad. Dad, our work isn't over when they get to be teenagers. I know a lot of dads feel that way. But our work is not over. Our work is really changing and evolving into being there for them. And still an investment of time, our time in their lives, is absolutely essential. If you don't have the skills to do that, I do encourage you, give us a call at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. 417-882-6767. Look us up on the website, springfieldmfi.com. Gives you a lot of information about what we do there.
And continue to check back there. As we continue to put more information there, we want this to be a resource for you, to be a place that promotes families, promote marriages, promote parenting. You're going to see a lot of information there, upcoming seminars, parenting seminars, marriage seminars. If you always wondered, how in the world do I do this? You've got a place to do it. You've got a place to go. You've got somewhere that can go and you'll find the information. Give us a call. We're very easy to find. We're one block west of Kickapoo High School. It doesn't get any easier than that to locate us. We're on the web, springfieldmfi.com. And again, we want your life to be the best it can be. We want to give you the resources, give you the tools. It's your choice.
Next week, Leslie Williard, one of our counselors at Springfield MFI, will be here with us, joining us here in the studio. We'll be talking about parenting. All of parents, gather around. We're going to talk.
And remember, it's your choice. It's your life.
Make it a great one.
We'll see you next week.